Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energies for each life path number for the month of April 2024. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like your own personal reading, please book some time with me where we'll look at your own personal numerology in your year ahead or whatever you want to look at or any questions you may have. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path 33-6. So April for you all is a 45-9 cycle, as well as you'll be working with the energy of starfish. So with starfish energy, this is a very like regenerative type of energy. So again, like new starts, new beginnings, new things growing, things that you've sort of thought were lost forever, kind of come back type of thing. In a new, more aligned way. This can be also like, obviously with like belief systems, or, you know, maybe there was something that, you had to release or give up on previously. And all of a sudden you see it kind of coming back, but in like a much more flourishing way. Also, this is a very, like with starfish energy coming through, this is a very cosmically supported type of energy. So you could see things very divine, very divinely guided, very like fated or destined events could happen at this time that help you to regenerate or to birth something or, you know, give life to something, a creative project, whatever the case may be. But in a way that is sort of unexpected, right? So like you could meet somebody who influences your experience in a way that opens you up to some of the gifts that have been sort of locked away, or reminds you of some of the talents that you had when you were younger and you loved, but you stored away for whatever reason, that could resurface at this time. So it's kind of like that regeneration, but in a way that where it's like the timing is like so much better now to play with that energy. Also, I would say with the starfish energy and the 45-9 energy, there's definitely something here about not dwelling on the past or what's been lost in the past to where it keeps you stuck in the past. And I'm thinking about like, you know, like with starfish. So like if they like lose one of their, I don't know what they're called, their, I'm just going to call them legs, right? I don't know what they're called. if they lose one of their little legs, then they regenerate it, right? They don't stay stuck there like, oh, I've lost one of my little legs. They are like, okay, well, I keep moving forward because I know it's going to regenerate, right? Something's going to grow in its place. And so, you know, I would say, you know, if whether it's about a job, a relationship, an old sense of self, whatever the case may be, if there's something about your experience that had to fall away, I would say honor that, you know, move through the emotions that surface around that, but don't get stuck there, right? Like, because life is about, you know, obviously transitions, everything's transitory, but it's also about regeneration and renewal. And so there's things that want to grow and come in for you that can't, obviously, if you're stuck waiting for your other arm to attach, if that makes sense. I don't know. But and also you can see this with the 45 energy where it's like, you know, don't get too caught up on regret, right? Or like past mistakes or things that didn't work out the way you had wanted them to work out, because there was a reason why they didn't work out the way that they were meant to. And you can't step into that reasoning and that new experience if you're stuck, you know, beating yourself up about what didn't work about the past one. So with this 45-9 energy, absolutely there can be some things that come in around releasing any of that regret, releasing any of those past quote unquote mistakes or seeing them as mistakes, right? I would also say with the 45-9 energy, you could see some gains come in at this time. Again, this goes back to like that regeneration. So something fell away, something will likely now come in that feels much more suited, right? Much more aligned for where you're at on your journey. But also there can be some learning experiences that come in as well. And so a lot of times we try to protect ourselves so much that we try to keep the learning experiences at bay, because we're afraid of change or we're afraid of getting hurt or whatever the case may be. But it's like in those experiences where some of the greatest wisdom can be extracted. So, you know, we're not meant to put up all these barriers and boundaries and walls. We're actually meant to like move through the experiences to show ourselves that we're capable of that, right? Life is not meant to be spent hidden away or overly protected and like immersed in bubble wrap, so to speak. So this is, you know, there could be some learning experiences that come in this month that down the road you will be truly grateful for in some capacity because of the wisdom that you're able to take from that experience. I would also say be really careful about, well, I don't want to say careful, just be like mindful of like managing your expectations of self, of others, of the universe, right? Like it's okay to have standards. It's absolutely okay to have high standards. But to have high expectations is just sort of setting ourselves up for, you know, breaking our own heart in some way. So I would say just manage your expectation, meet people where they're at, meet the universe where it's meeting you at, meet yourself where you're at, right? Like give yourself a break, give others a break, give the universe a break when it comes to expectations. And, you know, be very present, and that helps you to manage those expectations. But I would definitely say, especially with other people, just be really mindful of where it is that you put expectations on others that they likely won't be able to meet. And is that a form of self-sabotage, right? Or sabotaging that connection in some way. The other thing I would say is you could find that this energy sort of allows you to, again, sort of helps you to move past regrets. You know, learn from them and move forward using your energy for something better, right? Something that's much more aligned for your experience now. And also, you could see that things that you previously overlooked, for whatever reason, they can come into your awareness now, and you could find that you have greater clarity around that situation now that helps you to make decisions that feel much more aligned for your current experience, right? Or the direction you want to be moving in. So I do see this month as one of bringing clarity, of one of, you know, regeneration, regrowth in some way, or growth in some way for self. And I would definitely say this is a month to, again, just manage your expectations and just understand that whatever does come in for you is for your highest good, right? And the highest good of others that are involved. But definitely don't get too caught up in the past, or if you need to revisit the past, that's okay, but just don't get stuck there. And I think with starfish energy coming through, it's saying this is the time to move forward and let's do that now in a way that feels good. So big energy, 33s. I hope it's a great month. Take care. Bye for now.